Scientists reverse brain aging with a nasal spray. Mega Doctor News, by Zaid Elayan, Texas A&M University Division of Marketing and Communications. Picture this. Your brain is a high-performance engine. Over decades, it doesn't just wear down, it also starts to run hot. Tiny fires of inflammation smolder deep within the brain's memory center, creating a persistent brain fog that makes it harder to think, form new memories, or even adapt to new environments, all the while increasing the risk of disorders like Alzheimer's disease. Scientists call this slow burn, neuroinflammaging, and for decades it was thought to be the inevitable price of growing older. Until now, a landmark study from researchers at the Texas A&M University Naresh K. Vashisht College of Medicine suggests the inflammatory tide responsible for brain aging and brain fog might actually be reversible. And the solution doesn't involve brain surgery, but a simple nasal spray. Led by Dr. Ashok Shetty, University Distinguished Professor and Associate Director of the Institute for Regenerative Medicine, along with Senior Research Scientists Dr. Madhu Leelavathi Narayana and Dr. Mahidhar Kadali, the team developed a nasal spray that, with just two doses, dramatically reduced brain inflammation, restored the brain's cellular power plants, and significantly improved memory. The most surprising part? It all happened within weeks and lasted for months. The findings, published in the Journal of Extracellular Vesicles, could reshape the future of neurodegenerative therapies and may even change how scientists think about brain aging itself. Brain fog to brain focus, the future of cognitive therapy. The implications of this research could be nothing short of revolutionary. As we develop and scale this therapy, a simple, two-dose nasal spray could one day replace invasive, risky procedures or maybe even months of medication, Shetty said. The societal impact could be just as profound. In the United States alone, new dementia cases are projected to double over the next four decades, from about 514,000 in 2020 to about 1 million in 2060. The trend signals a pressing need for policies and innovative interventions that can minimize both the risk and severity of neurodegenerative disorders like dementia, Shetty said. The study also hints at broad applicability, working equally effectively across both genders, a rare outcome in biomedical research. It's universal, Shetty said. Treatment outcomes were consistent and similar across both sexes. One day, the approach could even help stroke survivors rebuild lost brain function or slow, even reverse, the effects of cognitive aging in humans. Our approach redefines what it means to grow old, Shetty said. We're aiming for successful brain aging, keeping people engaged, alert, and connected. Not just living longer, but living smarter and healthier, Shetty said. Rewiring the brain from the inside out. At the heart of this groundbreaking development are millions of microscopic biological parcels known as extracellular vesicles, EVs. They act like delivery vehicles, carrying powerful genetic cargo called microRNAs. MicroRNAs act like master regulators, Narayana said. They help modulate and regulate many gene and signaling pathways in the brain. But the delivery route is just as important as the cargo. Packed into a nasal spray, the tiny EVs bypass the brain's protective shield and travel directly into brain tissue, where they are absorbed. The mode of delivery is one of the most exciting aspects of our approach, Kadali said. Intranasal delivery allows us to reach and treat the brain directly without invasive procedures. Once absorbed into the brain's resident immune cells, the microRNAs suppress systems like NLRP3 inflammasome and the CGAS sting signaling pathways, known to drive chronic inflammation in aging brains. At a cellular level, the treatment recharged neuronal mitochondria, or the power plants that live inside the brain's cells. By recharging these cellular power plants, the therapy didn't just clear brain fog, it physically improved the brain's ability to process and store information. We are giving neurons their spark back by reducing oxidative stress and reactivating the brain's mitochondria, Narayana said. Behavioral tests confirmed the biology. Models treated with the nasal spray showed remarkable improvements in not only recognizing familiar objects but also detecting new objects and changes in their environment, a sharp contrast to the control. We are seeing the brain's own repair systems switch on, healing inflammation and restoring itself, Shetty said. While further research is needed, Shetty and his team have already filed a U.S. patent for the therapy, marking a milestone in what could become a breakthrough for brain aging treatments. Behind the breakthrough, breakthroughs like the one led by Shetty highlight Texas A&M as a research powerhouse, where national and global research priorities help shape the next generation of innovative solutions. We aren't just trying to understand the biological mechanisms, we are translating and developing our findings into real-world therapies that could make a difference, Shetty said. Backed by the National Institute on Aging, NIA, the Texas A&M team pooled collaborative knowledge, expertise and resources to turn a simple nasal spray into a therapy with the potential to reframe how scientists think about brain aging. Our partnership with the NIA is very important, Shetty said. This kind of work requires resources and the right people to tackle problems and develop solutions that could change lives. Ultimately, while the brain's engine may sputter with age, scientists are now learning how to reignite it, sparking a new era of cognitive health and showing that the clock on brain aging might not just be paused, it can be turned back.